You are not Hansel, my new flight commander. You are Mandrake the magician.
You flatter me, Dr. Kavass.
My gun jumped out of my hand. My arm's still paralyzed. He's Mandrake, all right.
No, the effect on the nerve center in your arm will soon wear off. I might have broken your arm or your neck. But you see, I thought Dr. Kavass might still have some use for you.
Listen, I know how to handle myself. And nobody but a magician could make a gun jump out of my hand.
I am not a magician, but I can make your gun jump out of his hand. Allow me to demonstrate. There you are.
What?
For the love of... Say, that gun bounced off the ceiling before you caught it.
Very clever of you, Doctor. How did you do it? I thought invisible fingers had jerked the gun from my hand.
Quite simply. I threw a heavy current into a concealed metal plate in the ceiling. It became magnetized and attracted the metal in the gun. When I released the magnetic current, the gun dropped into my hand.
You better let me fan him. He may have another gun.
He hasn't. I also use a detector at my door, an electric eye that sees into your pockets and rings a bell if it detects a metal substance.
Ah.
Here, your gun, Hypich, catch.
Thanks, Doc. I'll keep him covered.
Do you still deny that you are Mandrake?
My name is Hansel.
My friend, I am not one of those fools who discounts a clever enemy. I could destroy you where you stand as easily as I disarmed you.
My name is Hansel.
You have not proved it to my satisfaction.
Oh, but I can.
How?
I can be identified by a man in this room.
Who?
Wacky.
Wacky, step forward.
Yes, sir.
Can you identify this man?
Look at me closely, Wacky.
Yes, sir.
You remember me, don't you?
I...
Of course you remember me, Wacky.
I of course.
Yes.
Now I see your face in a good light. You're handsome.
Does that satisfy you, Doctor?
You are sure, Wacky, that this man is handsome?
Yes, sir. Hansel was a test pilot at the Cyclone plant when I left to fly the bomber that I cracked up here, sir.
Very well, Wacky. Hansel, I have put you to a very severe test. You acquitted yourself rather well.
Thank you, Dr. Kavass.
Wacky, come here.
Yes, sir.
Hold still. I want to examine your eyes.
Yes, sir.
The pupils are quite clear. How does your head feel?
Better than it has in a long time, Doctor.
Does it hurt when I press here?
No, Dr. Kavass.
Your mind is not as sick as it was, Wacky.
No, sir. I'm sure it isn't. I'm not troubled with those buzzing sounds like I was, sir.
I see. Hansel, no man in my organization knows more about bombers than Wacky. He cracked up delivering a cyclone that was intended for our enemies. You should make a good flying pair. With you at the controls, man. Sorry, I mean Hansel. And Wacky at the bomb release levers. You should both give a good account of yourselves when the hour is set to destroy this country's first line of defense. Airplane and munitions plants.
Excellent, Doctor. I should have picked Wacky myself.
Good. Wacky will show you to your quarters. This base is entirely camouflaged from above. We maintain a complete blackout after nightfall. Remember to show no lights.
How soon do we move against the enemy, Dr. Kavass?
When I give the order. I'm working out a very special surprise for the new cantonments that have sprung up all over the country. A very special surprise. Wacky.
Yes, sir.
Show Commander Hansel to his quarters. Freshen up and return here. You're dismissed, Commander Hansel.
A great plan.
The day is near.
Well, follow me, Commander Hansel.
If that muzzler's Hansel, I'll eat this .45.
I think without a doubt, Hypich, that the most interesting gentleman who just left this room with Wacky is Mandrake, the magician.
How do you know, Doc?
Because I know why Wacky identified Mandrake as Hansel. Wacky was under hypnotic control. I knew at the moment I looked into his eyes.
And you let Mandrake walk out of here?
I need the answer to some questions. What became of his female assistant, Narda? Of Lothar, Mandrake's right-hand man? Where are they? And how much do they know about the secret base in the mountains?
How are you going to get those answers?
We will let Mandrake think he has deceived us. Sooner or later, he will make some move that will expose his plans. Then we will strike. And strike hard. Isn't she a beauty, Commander Hanser?
Yes, a real beauty, Dr. Kovas. One of the latest model four-motored Cyclone super bombers, isn't she?
She arrived last night. The United States government does not yet know of her loss.
Huh?
She can carry 4 tons of bomb 3,000 miles at 300 miles an hour.
Yes, spreading death, devastation, and destruction from a height of 30,000 feet.
I hope you realize the honor that is being paid you, Hanser.
Hmm?
I can have her run out on the landing field if you care to try the controls.
Quite unnecessary, Doctor.
As you will. Of course, I had no intention of letting you take this plane off the ground.
So?
I was merely testing...
Testing?
Your intelligence, my friend.
Oh. How many bombers have you?
Enough for my purpose.
Hmm. How do you communicate with the outside world?
By phone.
Dangerous.
Oh, no. I am known as an eccentric scientist carrying on certain experiments in disease culture.
These great rock caverns that you use for plane hangars, how did you find them?
Quite accidentally, while searching for a site for our secret bomber base. The tunnel you came through was enlarged. These caverns turned into hangars. The rocks are honeycombed with natural passageways that connect all quarters of the camp.
But there is no other exit from this natural hidden valley but the tunnel you mentioned?
None.
Dada. Lothar, are you here?
Here, Master.
Where's Nada?
Nada asleep. She tired, Master.
I see. You think I'd never come back?
Oh, we wait for you in dark, Master.
I slipped away at the first opportunity.
Lothar afraid you get caught, Master.
You thought right, Lothar. Dr. Kovas is very clever. He knows who I am.
Oh.
But he doesn't know that I know he knows it.
Well, that sounds like double talk, Master.
You see, I hypnotized Wacky. Made him identify me as a flight commander, Hansel. It was a mistake.
Then why? Why are you free, Master?
The one thing Dr. Kovas doesn't know is that you, Nada, and Tommy are here, too. He thinks I have friends outside that I will try to communicate with. He held the telephone out as a bait, but I didn't take it. I'm sure Dr. Kovas is too clever to run an outside wire from this camp.
What are we going to do, Master?
As Flight Commander Hansel, I might get the van passed by the tunnel guards. Kovas won't be expecting that move. Nada and Tommy could ride inside. You could drive. Is Tommy still in the van, Lothar?
Yes, Master. Lothar, go tell Miss Nada and Tommy what we do.
Good. Once Dr. Kovas discovers that I am missing, he will know his mountain base is no longer a secret. He will turn every bomber here loose on a defenseless country. I must stay here. I must play for time.
Master!
Yes?
Tommy, not in van. Where we leave him?
Not in the van, Lothar.
No, Master. Tommy gone.